everyone. Welcome to A Moment with Marianne. This is Dr. Marianne DiIorio, your virtual life coach. Today, we're going to talk about how to make your dreams come true. The first month of 2017 has nearly ended, but I hope that the dreams and goals you planned for this year have not ended with it. If so, let me encourage you. You see, we will never achieve our goals unless we develop a strategy to achieve them. You may have big dreams, but a dream without a plan will go nowhere. Dreams must be turned into goals. It's been said that a goal is a dream with a date on it. But a goal without a plan is merely a wish, and while wishes do come true, there is usually a strategy for making them come true. Please allow me to suggest one goal for 2017, and for all of your life, that is the mother of all goals. This goal will go the farthest in making all of your other goals come to fruition. This goal is found in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 of the Bible. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. To seek first the kingdom of God means to put the development of your relationship with God at the top of your priority list. The first step in developing a relationship with God is to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and Lord. Jesus is the door to the Father. We cannot develop a relationship with God the Father without going through Jesus Christ. The kingdom of God has a king. His name is Jesus Christ. There is nothing more important in life than developing a personal relationship with him, the king of the kingdom. Out of this relationship will flow the course of your life. Unless we are intimately connected to Jesus the vine, we will not produce the fruit God intends us to produce, nor will we fulfill the destiny for which we were created. So how do we seek first the kingdom of God? Number one, we spend time in God's presence. All wisdom, knowledge, understanding, discernment, and favor come from being in God's presence. As we rest in his presence, he comes on the scene to fill us with his life. There is no life apart from God, but in his presence is fullness of joy, as we read in Psalm 16, verse 11. And the joy of the Lord is our strength, as we read in Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10. Number two, we worship him. There is no greater joy than worshiping God. As we worship him, his love fills us to overflowing, and we are equipped and strengthened to do the good works he has ordained for us to do. All doing comes from first being in God's presence. Doing without first being will lead only to burnout. Being, then doing, is God's order of business. Number three, we listen for God's voice. As we separate ourselves unto God in worship, we hear his sweet voice instructing us in the way we should go. Number four, we obey his voice. Hearing without obeying leads to deception. When we hear God's voice of instruction, we must instantly obey it. Over the years, I've learned that only two things will ensure that we reach God's goals for us. Number one, hearing his voice. Number two, obeying his voice. As we hear and obey his voice, we will complete his purpose for our life, and our dreams will come true. During 2017 and beyond, may you always hear God's voice, and may you always obey it. Thank you for listening to A Moment with Marianne. This is Dr. Marianne DiIorio, your virtual life coach, praying that all the dreams God gives you will come true.